The following is an Investor Brand Network audio production via our audio press release solutions. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network utilizes its network of more than 5,000 distribution partners as well as other corporate communication tools to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Investor Brand Network's platform connects the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Welcome to Network Newswire editorial coverage titled Colombia Challenges Canadian Cannabis Dominance. In 2020, Canada became the largest exporter of dried cannabis flower in the world. Today, Canada is looking over its shoulder at a formidable competitor in Colombia, which recently instigated some legislative changes that position the country to become the global cannabis leader. Colombia was already recognized for its robust infrastructure, distribution, and exports of certain cannabis products, such as medicinal oils and extracts. But the country had a gaping hole in exports by keeping dried cannabis flower strictly verboten. That hole was filled on July 23, 2021, when Colombian President Iván Duque signed a legislative decree ending the prohibition on the export of dried cannabis flower, a significant global market and a potential windfall for Flora Growth Corporation, FLGC, on NASDAQ, and its expansive global operations. The broader industry should also benefit from this latest development, since most majors, including Canopy Growth Corporation, CGC, Tilray Incorporated, TLRY, Kronos Group Incorporated, CRON, and Sundial Growers Incorporated, SNDL, support the mainstream worldwide evolution of legal cannabis. Colombia made history by modifying its cannabis laws, including allowing export of dried cannabis flower. Flora's Cosequimos cultivation facility, located in Bucaramanga, Colombia, offers an ideal cannabis-growing climate and features an expansive 247-acre land package. Free sunlight and water from natural on-site springs, along with optimized cultivation techniques, results in strong yields per cannabis plant. Costs only 6 cents per gram compared to $1.89 in North America. Flora leverages cost-effective cannabis cultivation in Colombia to supply cannabis and its derivatives for a portfolio of premium brands and products across several verticals. Flora has more than 280 products, cosmetic and pharmaceutical manufacturing licenses, and 2,500-plus points of distribution across Latin America and the United States. Colombia, a new cannabis star. Near-perfect growing conditions, skilled labor, and friendly regulations have underscored Colombia's emergence in the legal cannabis space since the country first allowed the production of medical cannabis just over 5 years ago. However, until now, dried cannabis flower, or buds, could only be processed for export as a medicinal oil or extract, for fear that flowers would find their way to the black market. The new law puts Colombia at the forefront in terms of regulatory competitiveness, according to President Duque, adding that his country will now participate in new markets, including food, beverages, cosmetics, and textiles, in addition to pharmaceuticals. Upon signing the decree, Duque noted experts in saying legal cannabis will represent a $64 billion global market by 2024, while noting that cannabis will serve as a tool for economic reactivation in Colombia post the COVID-19 pandemic. Quote, according to a 2019 study, in Colombia, the cannabis sector generated 17.3 agricultural jobs per hectare, end quote, said Colombia's Minister of Justice, Wilson Ruiz. The Colombian hierarchy seems determined to catapult the country into global leadership as a legal cannabis exporter in order to boost the economy and create a lot of jobs at home. These circumstances may play right into the hands of Flora Growth Corporation, NASDAQ ticker symbol FLGC, which is focused on cannabis cultivation and processing operations in Colombia to supply international markets. The new decree could prove to be a bonanza for established licensed producers, especially when considering the extremely low production costs and that dried cannabis flower represents the majority of sales in countries with mature markets, such as the United States, Germany, United Kingdom, and Australia. Headquartered in Miami and already having established a globally recognized house of brands, Flora is positioned to be one of the world's lowest-cost cannabis producers and has strategically positioned itself as a global cannabis consumer packaged goods company with a vast international distribution platform. Flora has more than 280 products, cosmetic and pharmaceutical manufacturing licenses, and 2,500-plus points of distribution across Latin America and the United States. Further, Flora has two separate LOIs executed for significant acquisitions and is forging partnerships to expand the breadth of its distribution domain by leveraging networks of others. Flora fundamentally believes against vertical integration and has positioned itself to be nimble and asset light, allowing it to work with the best of the best in their respective channels to bring product to market and capture incremental revenue while de-risking the prospect of entering new jurisdictions and channel segments. Against this backdrop, the regulatory update in Colombia is likely to be a growth accelerator and supercharge revenues. Soaring revenues with high-margin product is the holy grail of Wall Street. A 25-fold advantage. It's no industry secret that outdoor growing is far less expensive than greenhouse cultivation, but Flora has taken it to another level in Colombia. Free sunlight and water in three pilot plantings on 4.94 acres at Flora's Cosequimos farm allowed for testing of 30 varieties of non-psychoactive, high cannabidiol or CBD, cannabis, and optimization of its growing techniques, which resulted in a cost base of just 6 cents per gram. That compares to $1.89 per gram in North America, calculated through an average of four major North American licensed producers. Flora's cost is even 60% lower than its nearest Colombian peer. In response to the updated laws in Colombia, Flora promptly signed a letter of intent with an international distributor to supply dried flowers and derivatives immediately following the first commercial harvest and obtaining all requisite import licenses. With that harvest, Flora also expects to start supplying the Australian markets with medical cannabis as well as over-the-counter CBD products via a partnership with Evergreen Pharmacare. Production of high CBD strains of cannabis are already well underway at Cosequimos, with prep work now being done to propagate strains high in THC, the psychoactive component in cannabis. Moreover, an extraction lab at the facility constructed to EU GMP standards is expected to be completed this quarter, for which Flora will seek EU GMP certification. As soon as Flora receives the requisite paperwork in order for it to export its cannabis products, the company will be positioned to immediately capitalize on the massive global dried cannabis flower market segment that was previously unavailable. Ideal climate, plenty of acreage. Colombia's climate is ideal for the cultivation of cannabis year-round, and Flora owns some of the country's finest farming acreage. Flora's Cosequimos farm in Bucaramanga, Colombia covers 247 acres, 10.8 million square feet. Flora also holds the rights to another 5,268 acres, 230 million square feet, licensed in Puerto Boyacá, Santander, about 170 miles southwest of Bucaramanga. Situated on the equator, Flora's licensed land in Colombia's climate is perfect for year-round cannabis cultivation. The property sees 12.8 hours of sunshine 365 days per year, has extremely fertile soil, and receives optimal wind conditions, 3 miles per hour average, which helps reduce risks of contamination from other plants. The land also hosts 6 natural spring water deposits, meaning Flora has zero water costs. Colombia is the cut flower capital of the world and a top producer of coffee, bananas, and more, resulting in a highly skilled agricultural labor force that work for roughly one-tenth of comparable peers in the United States. The combination of these factors facilitates a minimum of 3 harvests per year, which is up to 3 times that of its North American peers. Marketing opportunity for new products. Unlike Canada and the U.S., where companies must essentially rely on word of mouth for awareness and branding, Colombia is removing marketing restrictions on its domestic cannabis products. For Flora, this means advertising across its portfolio of products to drive sales at its more than 1,500 points of distribution throughout Colombia. It could also be beneficial as it relates to an LOI with Avaria for Flora to introduce Avaria's Calaya, an award-winning pain cream distributed across Canada to Colombia and the Americas. The new Colombian regulations allowing cannabinoid-infused food and beverage options opens the door for developing new products and introducing products already in the Flora's Casa Whole Foods food and beverage unit. A perfect storm brewing, the new laws dovetail with Casa recently signing a distribution agreement with Importaciones y Accesorios Tropi SAS, Colombia's largest CPG distributor, which is expected to generate $10 million in annual revenue for Flora by delivering premium and sustainable canned products to Colombians with the opportunity to expand the product line in the future.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Investor Brand Network, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness tools. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for the services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned in this audio production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities on their own accounts. This audio production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities mentioned in this audio production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio production by Investor Brand Network is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.